Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, the Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Today, I want to give you a recipe for a healed nation. Our nation is in need of healing, not from a virus, but it spiritually needs healed. There is something called core belief. That is what a person does under pressure or under intense fear. You find out what a person really is, what they believe in, when they are in danger or in fear or under extreme stress. Every military person knows what core belief is. Boot camp is a way of reprogramming core belief so that a soldier can operate under fire at war. Our nation, by the fear-mongering of our media and our government schools, is now not turning to God. Americans, by the millions, are falling to the core belief that what the media and the government says is best. What happened to what God says is best? I am not for anarchy. But I do have a core belief that the media and the government does not know best. I believe what God says is best. God gives us a recipe in 2 Chronicles 7:14 of how to heal our nation. It's not going to be by an election. It's not going to be by putting this person in office or that person in office. The problem today is not the White House, it's the church house. And it's the Christians inside the church house who have to change their core belief into what God says, not what man says. I want to share with you a recipe on how to heal our nation. Number one, God's people called by God's name. This is in reference to Christians. If my people, which are called by my name, Christian, Christ-like ones. The problem in America today is not the political world, it is the Christians. We have a Christian problem in America today. We have not gotten the truth out enough. The salt has lost its savor. The Christians have acquiesced to liberalism and to the world so much and so long that now they have so little credibility. The average quote-unquote church in America is no different than a rock concert, no different than what the world has. It's a feel-good place, and the average sermon is nothing more than a TED Talk. If you're a child of God, then let's act that way. Let's do what His Word says instead of reacting to all the world panic. I'm not saying be foolish, I don't understand why we get so panicked at what the world and the media says. We need to realize that we are Christians, we have the truth, we have the authority of the Word of God behind us, and we don't need to live in fear. Number two, Christians need to live humbly. We need to live relying on the Holy Spirit, not our flesh. We need to live relying on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, not our intelligence. We need to live by the Word of God, not the World Health Organization. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit more than the news media. Because we know what the truth is and we have the truth, It does not mean that we're any better than any other sinner. We just know where to find the truth. We have no right to look down at anyone. But it also doesn't mean we need to be like them to reach them. I'm tired of churches that want to be like the world to reach the world. God said, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." So, God's people called by God's name, we need to live humbly. Number three, it says we need to pray. We need to know how to talk to God, not demand God. Often we need to ask God how to handle it, not to remove it. So many times we want God to remove the problem, and he wants us to fix it, not have it removed. God rarely changes world events. He helps us get through world events. We need to ask God for biblical things needed for these times, like wisdom, boldness, direction, calmness, patience, and for the ability to continue to obey him and not cowtail in fear. We need to learn to rely on God, not the government. Number four says we need to seek his face. That's his word. John 5, 38 through 39 says, "Abide in me." For John 15 says, "Abide in me." 2 Timothy 2:15, "Let the word of Christ abide in us." God always gives instructions in times like this for his people to stay safe. It's not going to be given through the CDC. It's not going to be given through the media. It's not going to be given through the government. It's going to be given through the words of God. God gave us rules of hygiene in the Bible by which to care for all of the stuff going on in our world today. Number five, turn from our wicked ways. Turn from. To turn from something wicked means to return to the starting point, to return, to recall, to fetch home again. God wants us to go back to the original Word of God. Not our opinion, not how we've increased as a society, not by the standards of 2024, but by the standards that God gave us in the Word of God. God wants us going back to where we listen to him about right and wrong, not about how we see it. America needs to go back to the Constitution and take it literally. We don't need immigration reform. We just need to obey the laws that are on the book. We need to go back to what the original intent of our forefathers were and not try to define it by 2024 terms. How about you go home today and make a list of all the things in your life and see what God would want cleaned up? Your social media, your music, your language, your relationships, your video games, your entertainment, etc., etc., etc. We need to make sure we don't do business like the wicked people do. We ought to be honest. We ought not be cheating somebody. We need to keep living and doing right no matter how bad it gets in this world. America and this old world are on the verge of salt having lost its savor. Now it's time for us to stand up, not back down. You see, we need God's people to humble themselves, pray, seek God's face, and turn from their wicked ways. If we do, he will forgive our sin, and he will heal our land. By the way, this is not on the lost world. This is on us Christians. This is not on government. It's on God's people. This is not on constitution. It's in the Word of God. It's on us Christians. It's time for us to get the salt back and preserve this world and heal our land. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.